tonight, Member of Parliament for Bandai, Matthew Yindam, rejects court ruling annulling the 2024 parliamentary results, refuses to step down, and files a notice of appeal and a motion for stay of execution, insisting the ruling is flawed and the original results remain valid.
We believe that the petition was frivolous, but the court has decided otherwise. So we respect the decision of the court, but we strongly disagree with the judgment.
But the NDC says the decision to appeal is premature.
The judge just said our petition was upheld and that the reasoning will be given to us on Friday. You have not even seen it and you've gone to file for appeal. What are you appealing for?
We'll hear from the MPP leadership as it vows to fight a decision beyond the courts.
And if the NDC think that they can bully their way in Pandai, they must revise their notes.
We have details of this here on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep, and also by Shield Pension, trust into the future with you. This is Top Story. Now, tonight, the sitting MP for Bandai, Matthew Yindam, is digging in his heels after a high court in Tamale annulled the 2024 parliamentary election results, citing serious irregularities in 41 polling stations. The court, presided over by Justice Emmanuel Brew Plange, ruled that non-compliance with electoral regulations compromised the vote's integrity, ordering the Electoral Commission to conduct a fresh poll within 30 days. Mr. Yindam, however, is fighting back, filing a notice of appeal and a motion for stay of execution, insisting the ruling is flawed and the original results remain valid. The petition was filed by the NDC candidate Daniel Nsala Wakpal, alleging inconsistencies in Form 8-4, that's the pink sheet, from 41 out of the 152 polling stations. The NDC claims the irregularities were significant enough to affect the outcome, while Yindam's team argued the issues were minor and shouldn't invalidate the entire election. Here is a member of the NDC's legal team, Nick Paposamo Ado, giving a reaction to Joy News on the ruling earlier.
Now, when you say that the disturbances at the collation center, the law is clear that you either adjourn it to the next day or you can adjourn it even for it. But you don't relocate or redesignate the collation center without notice to the participating candidates. And then you, when you were brought to court, decide that you are going to support one side against the other, making allegations the petitioner was involved in busing hooligans to the place, come and destroy property, and also to engage in acts which were inconsistent to the election laws. When the district election officer was put in the box, he could not even point one, even his own videos, to show that indeed the petitioner had done any of those things. So clearly, our point was very simple. The failure to notify the petitioner of the relocation and redesignation of the collation center meant that clearly there was no way he could have participated in the collation and to be able to exercise his rights, which included serious irregularities which we brought to the court.
So that was a member of the NDC's legal team there, Ni Paposamo Ado. Now, the NPP has also been speaking on this particular matter. Let's listen to their lawyer who was in court, Sylvester Isang.
The evidence on the record is that there was violence at the initially designated coalition center, which is Pandai. And now, once there was violence, the EC has the right to relocate the coalition center. Regulation 48 of CI 127 says that the absence of a candidate and his agent at the coalition center does not invalidate the results. So if you came to court saying that there were issues with 41 police stations, what is the results of the collated figures for those police stations that were not having issues? The NDC couldn't answer this in court. And I had a section of my client that he should be bold, whatever decision that is affirmed, because we knew that was what was going to happen. So it's not even surprising at all. And so the only fight left for us is to follow the due process of the law. And that is by filing the notice of appeal. The motion for stay of execution is dated 10/30. The petitioner has been served with the process and he decided to throw it away. But that's proper service and that's even contempt of court. But all I want to say is that we have accepted the decision, we respect it, but we disagree.
Well, the Member of Parliament himself was in court when this particular judgment was given, has been speaking to journalists, but let's listen to counsel for the MPP, MP Matthew Yindam, and he says the party respected the authority of the court, but strongly disagreed with the outcome.
Several things, and we didn't take them for granted. We believe that the petition was frivolous. But the court has decided otherwise. So we respect the decision of the court, but we strongly disagree with the judgment. And we have already shown our aggrievement by filing a competent notice of appeal. And we've added a motion for stay of execution. As a lawyer, if you have picked certain information that judgment will be compromised, you prepare. So you come for the judgment with a notice of appeal in your pocket. And that was exactly what I did. And I had a section of my client that he should be bold, whatever decision that is affirmed, because we knew that was what was going to happen. So it's not even surprising at all. And so the only fight left for us is to follow the due process of the law. And that is by filing a notice of appeal.
Yes. I want to put it on record that I'm still their MP. Although, like the lawyer said, we were in court. And before we came to court, I can say for sure that for about a week, we knew that things were not going to be right. Our opponents were jubilating. They were saying all manner of things in Pandai. And they were too sure that this is the judgment they were going to get. But as law-abiding citizens, I want to put on record that, yes, we respect what the judge has said. We vehemently disagree with him. I know that I won the election with a difference of 3,734. That is a clear victory. And if you look at the pink sheets, it's on record that they've admitted that every single pink sheet was given to all the political parties. I have my 152 pink sheets. They have their 152 pinches. And if you put the results together, we have won the elections. For some reasons, powers that may be, they decided to come to court and knowing very well that maybe they'll be able to use the state's powers to overturn certain things. But I think that we are in a country that is governed by laws.
Well, so you had the Matthew Yindam, the MP for Kwanda, who says he's still the Member of Parliament for the people of the area. And then again, the fact that they respect the court's decision, but they disagree. And that's how come that they filed that particular petition. He says that he has the full 152 pink sheet with him, and he believes the NDC also has theirs. But, looking at what has happened in court, he says they believe that they could use the case. But that's his point of view there. We'll get into details of the particular matter by speaking to a lawyer to help us understand. But we've also secured copies of the notice of appeal filed by the MP of the area, Matthew Yindam. And we'll be bringing you details of this particular notice of appeal. Papani Ashley joins me in studio with some details. Papa, walk us through details of the notice of appeal and a motion for the stay of execution filed by Matthew Yindam.
Well, Bray, so let's start with the reasons this applicant is giving for the appeal in the first place. He says that the judgment he believes is against the weight of evidence abducted at the trial. Again, the learned trial judge erred in law in his ruling on the motion filed by second defendant to dismiss the petition dated 26th May of day of March 2025, when he ordered the petition to be proceeded with, whereas the notice of discontinuance filed by the petitioner did not reserve any right of the petitioner to reapply, which decision is contrary to decided decisions of the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeal, with which bind the trial High Court judge. It goes on to say that further grounds of appeal might be filed with the leave of court upon the receipt of this. What reliefs are they seeking? To set aside the ruling and judgment of the trial High Court Commercial Division in Tamale, delivered by His Lordship Justice Emmanuel Plange Brew, today's date. Not of today's date, but dated 26th March 2025, day of which was whose ruling was delivered today, as we know, Kojobre. So these are the reasons that the applicant is giving to the court to, one of a sort, set aside the ruling from today's case, and also to grant them an injunction on the application or from the other parties listed, with the power to go ahead and enforce this, to hold on with that decision whilst they deal with this particular case in the court brace.
Grateful to you, Papani, actually, there. But there have been reactions from the leadership of both the NDC and the NPP. Director of Elections and Research for the New Patriotic Party, Evans Dimakun, vows to fight the decision beyond the courts.
Definitely. This cannot be a ruling that you expect that the New Patriotic Party will say it's a welcoming decision from a competent court of jurisdiction. For me, this is a dangerous ruling. The intent is to erode all the political and democratic gains we've made as a country. A petitioner comes to court with a plea that in 41 polling stations out of 152, there have been some infractions. And you then give a ruling that, assuming or that admitting that, yes, the 41, there were issues. 111 of them where there were no issues. The New Patriotic Party should admit that we go back to these polling stations and conduct another elections. What kind of dangerous ruling is this? What do they seek to achieve? It's the constituency that the party won with almost 4,000 difference, 53.47% of parliamentary votes. And you are telling me that you, the judge, will go beyond the plea of the petitioner? I don't think this is the way to go. And if the NDC think that they can bully their way in Pandai, they must revise their notes. I've heard the young man, Rashid Tanko, speaking all over. This is not an ordinary issue. The New Patriotic Party has been very law-abiding. We will continue to respect decisions of the court. But you know, this is a petition and it will not end here. Parliamentary resource petition terminates at the Court of Appeal. There are issues we've raised. In fact, if the lawyers have filed stay, we are going to go beyond this. And so we'll see how it plays out.
Evans Nimakon there. Let's now listen to Deputy Director of Elections for the NDC, Tanko Rashid Computer, who says the decision by the party to file a notice of appeal is premature.
No, when we filed the petition against them, he's talking about 41. Yes, these 41 issues that were raised in December when we started the process, we were telling them that the collation was not properly done. And today, I mentioned to you, when the judge was we cross-examined the defendants over, and the second respondent happens to be the Electoral Commission. We pointed out to him, could he show us the form of which he did the collation, which is the form 1C? None. He didn't have it. He didn't just have it. So on what basis did he arrive at form 1D, the summary sheet? Where did he get it from? If not a crooked electoral officer, how can you collate a resource? You don't have a collation form. The collation form is the aggregation of all the polling stations. The 152 should appear on that form. Then the summaries will now be taken to the form 1D, of which you use it to declare. They don't have it. Nothing of that sort was happening.
Mm.
And you call this one elections? I'm not surprised NPP, that's how they do elections. You remember the episode of 2020? They did similar thing in Zabzugu. They just brought themselves to Tamale and declared themselves winners. That has been their modus operandi. But this time, we stood firm and said, no way, we'll accept this. And I'm not surprised the judge ruled. And in any case, my brother, they've spoken about, they've gone for appeal and state of execution. Have they even gone to look at the reasoning behind the ruling? The judge just said, our petition was upheld and that the reasoning will be given to us on Friday. You have not even seen it and you've gone to file for appeal. What are you appealing for?
This is Top Story brought to you by Telecel, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil, and also by Short Pension Trust. Let's now bring in the political parties and find some more on this particular matter. Grateful to you, Evans Nimako, Director of Research and Elections of the MPP. Now, you say you will go beyond this decision by the court. What exactly is that? What do you mean when you say you go beyond the decision by the court?
Well, thank you. I think you had the lawyer, and he said it right. The genesis of this whole parliamentary results petition was triggered by NDC parliamentary candidates who lost the elections in the constituency. The issue has to do with some infractions, according to them, in 41 polling stations out of the 152. And strangely, a judge of a high court will give a ruling that has nullified the results as gazetted by the EC and directing that a new election be conducted for the 152 polling stations. This is ridiculous. It's dangerous for our democracy and must not be allowed to stand. We will challenge it. We will not accept it. It should not just lie in his mouth that having looked at the petition from a petitioner in 41 polling stations, as a judge, I'm extending it to all the 152 polling stations. Where, and why? I've said earlier to your colleagues, and I pointed out that this same returning officer declared presidential results for the constituency and gave copies to agents of parties. And in the presidential results, and I'm challenging your station, the New Patriotic Party won. Our candidate, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, had more votes than Mr. John Dramani Mahama, the president. In the course of the coalition for the parliamentary, they, as usual of the NDC, they attacked the coalition center. Advice given by the Election Security Task Force, the return officer came to the regional capital and declared the result, which has been gazetted by the EC. And you are here today saying that you sit in your court and you've nullified the result and you want the New Patriotic Party to accept it.
Okay.
You will challenge it, as I've said, and the lawyer has already mentioned it to you.
So when you say challenge beyond the courts, what exactly do you intend to do?
I say we will challenge this decision at the court of law.
Okay, all right. I'm grateful. Do stay with me. Let me bring in Tanko Rashid Computer, who is the Deputy National Director of Elections and IT NDC. Grateful to you for joining. Now, doesn't the NPP have a point when they say if there are issues in 41 polling stations, why then extend it to cover the entire 152 polling stations of the constituency?
Well,
My brother, let me say good evening to you and my colleague Evans. You see, MPP should be dismissed completely. They have no case, they've lost the matter in court, and they cannot win it in the public court of justice. They've lost it in the proper court, which was properly constituted, and they have been cross-examined since December up to now.
Which they have appealed, but I'm asking, the challenge was for 41 polling stations. Isn't that so?
No. That's where they are getting it wrong.
Okay.
The 41 was just exhibits that we brought to let them know that the election was not properly conducted in the constituency, especially the parliamentary election. It was not properly collated because you collate parliamentary results based on CI 127, Regulation 43.1, A up to H. That's where you collate the results of parliamentary results. So if you are an officer given the writ of election, return to go and conduct election as a returning officer, you are bound by this regulation 43 to do the collation of the parliamentary results. If you don't do this, the results will be nullified by the court of competent jurisdiction, like what happened today.
So are you saying you had issues with all the polling stations?
Of course, because it was not properly collated. That is the point we are raising. When we finished the collation of the presidential results, we won there. You see, my good brother, he wanted to rig the presidential election this afternoon. We caught him. This night, he's repeating it. Your officers went into the archives, look at the gazetted results, and President John Dramani Mahama won Kandaya presidential election. And he continued rigging the election on air. We won the presidential. Then when it came to the parliamentary, when they realized that the NDC was going to win the election, they refused to do proper collation and ran to Tamale and did their own thing. They were not smart enough to even use the proper form.
Are you saying that there were no challenges at the coalition center, the original coalition center, before they went to Tamale to do the coalition?
At all. The process started, you know, it wasn't at the same place they collated the presidential results. It was the same coalition center. It was when we started challenging them the type of results they were bringing for the parliamentary coalition, the type of figures they were trying to chain out there. Then that was where they realized that the NDC was up to task. And they knew that if they were going to continue with that process, they were going to lose. They quickly ran away. They ran to Tamale without informing the NDC.
Okay. So what you've just told us tonight is that your original petition was challenging not 41 polling station results, but the entire 152 results of Pandai, right?
I'm saying that we send the 41 as exhibit, as example of the wrong collation of results in the constituency.
I get it. But I'm asking, was your challenge or your petition to challenge the 41 or the entire parliamentary results of Pandai?
Our challenge was the wrong declaration of Nindam as the winner of parliamentary election conducted in Pandai. That was our challenge. And that it should be nullified. He was not properly elected.
And if you say he was not properly elected, what were your grounds?
Our grounds is what we have just exhibited.
41.
That the collation was not done. Collation was not done properly. You didn't use the form 1C, which is where you are supposed to do the collation. And we showed example of 41 results of similar problems.
So if you had issues with the entire election, why didn't you show cause for more than 41 polling stations?
No, what we are saying is that when you are going into that, you are not coming to look at all the 152. The issue was to show exhibits of portion of what happened. And we clearly demonstrated that. Because if they had produced the from 1C, covering all the 152, indicating that this was what was collated, and this is the result, the summary sheet of this, we wouldn't have problems. But they couldn't even adduce any evidence whatsoever. The man was cross-examined. The officer who conducted, the first respondent, Electoral Commission, they were cross-examined vigorously by our lawyers.
Okay.
I'm
grateful. Stay with me. Let me bring in Justice Abdullah. He is a private legal practitioner. Kindly help us appreciate this. Now, the argument of the MPP is, why bring evidence for 41 polling stations, but the judge then extends to say, I'm annulling the entire vote of the constituency. The NDC also say, we had an issue with the coalition itself, and that's why we tendered in 41. Help us understand. I mean, how can we, you know, be educated to understand that the argument of the NDC holds and that of the MPP doesn't? Hello? Can you unmute so we can hear you?
Sir? Sorry. Great. Thank you. Great. Thank you. So I think we may probably have to go beyond MPP or NDC.
Okay.
Right. Look at the issues from purely evidential perspective.
Okay.
Even if there was one peeling, what's it called? Pink sheet. And that one pink sheet is capable of, I mean, the basis of which is capable of tilting the balance in favor of one person, that would be sufficient for a judge to annul the entirety of the results. So it is the significance that the evidence brings to the table that determines whether the entire election would have to be held all over again, or it would be so minimal that even though proven, but it would not be capable of changing the outcome of the results. This would then be the basis for any decision maker in the person of the judge to determine whether to annul the election or to say that, yes, I affirm the anomalies you complain about. However, those notwithstanding, the declared victor of the election will still be the MP because it is not enough to tilt the balance in your favor. This is how a judge sitting on a matter like this makes a decision.
Now that the NNP has filed a stay of execution, it means he's still the member of parliament until the determination of that stay, right?
Absolutely. So I have, earlier this morning, I cautioned that all forms of jubilation should be, if you like, put on hold or at least be measured, because it is not a done deal. There are a lot of rooms that are available to the loser, and those rooms could be enough to tilt the balance in favor of the loser. And so if you're jubilating, it is good to jubilate at this point, but also remember that because this person, the loser, has a right of appeal, i.e. the MPP has a right of appeal, that appeal could be sustained. But granted that it is not, if the processes to remove the MP from office, i.e. the execution processes, are not a walk in the park. They are such a lengthy process and sometimes very cumbersome. And so if those thinking that the MP will be removed from office within the next 30 days may have to be measured in their thoughts, because it doesn't work that way. Executing the judgment of the court could take us up to next year or thereabout. It is right that the judge has made a decision that within a month, the by-election should be held. But I can guarantee you that based on the room available to the loser, this could take us to the next 3-4 months if he decides to explore them.
And once he has explored one, it means that we should be expecting that these 3-4 months will definitely come.
It could even be more.
All right.
Because I don't think anybody would simply just walk away, having been a member of parliament for almost a year, he would simply just throw in the towel and walk. I don't expect that to happen.
I'm grateful to you, Justice Abdullah. He is a private legal practitioner. We have to end it here. I'm grateful to you, Evans Nimako, a Director of Research and Elections of the MPP, and Tanko Rashid Computer, Deputy National Director of the Elections and IT of the NDC. This has been Top Story. Up next, it's Newsnight.